quiet, foggy, wet morning and lots of mosquitoes, but I'm going to hike near my house, so come on along. That's the call of two white-throated sparrows that kind of overlapped each other. They sing that clear whistle song, Old Sam Peabody, Peabody. They're actually still competing. White-throated sparrows are very common in the county. I'll try to move a little closer and hope they sing one at a time. I actually see the bird that's singing. He's on a power wire. Maybe he'll sing again. He's fairly close. Kind of an abbreviated song, but a song all the same. Also a song very common, or a sound, I should say, very common now with white-throated sparrows, is if you're anywhere near their family, they start chipping at you, and the sound they make I call pink. It's kind of an alarm note. And often walking through the woods now, if you disturb them, that's what they kind of do. They go pink, pink, pink. You can hear that kind of chip, chip. It's actually a more common sound you'll hear at this time of the year than most songs. And it's just the chip of a bird that you've disturbed, because a lot of these birds are moving around with the young, and they're very defensive. I mean, it's their job to raise the family. Have a crow nearby, and that will upset these birds too. Crows are pretty predatory. This bird that's chipping is actually a mourning warbler. I can see its little black bib. Pretty husky chip. Well, I'll leave him to its family. Of course, crows are active everywhere. On these county roads, and they're usually in family groups now. They're interesting birds, and certainly in their place, they're fun to have around. The problem is they become quite concentrated now in some towns, and in Duluth they've become a problem to such an extent that they interfere very much with the nesting of some of the birds there in town. Duluth has a problem with nesting robins, apparently. These crows are really causing havoc with the robins in Duluth. This must be a family group. Of course, crows, ravens, blue jays, gray jays, they're all closely related. And you can see why. They're all kind of intelligent birds that sort of figure things out. Thanks for coming. I'm heading home now. Lots of birds still singing. This is Molly Hoffman on a trail near my home for WTIP.